At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com, and that is where you will find out all the information you need to know about getting a golf lesson from me. HaneyUniversity.com. Also, you can sign up for my free instructional videos. They go out 3 times a week. And you can find some great deals for Christmas at HaneyUniversity.com as well. All right. Today's subject. There was an article that I read about how Colin Montgomery. Now, Colin Montgomery, the great European tour player, won the European Order of Merit many, many times, great Ryder Cup player, one of the better players in the era that I was out there coaching on, for sure. Although he did not win in the United States, which was a little bit of a blemish on his record, if you will. But anyway, Colin Montgomery was doing a podcast, and the podcast was I think it was called The Bunkered or something. The Bunkered Podcast, okay? And it's funny because when people get on podcasts, they say things that they think are, you know, never going to be repeated or something. But what the golf media does is they scour the podcast to find something that someone says, and they pull it out of there as their quote. So they don't really need to do, like, you know, interviews. They don't need to call somebody on the phone. They can just kind of find something that they said somewhere, and boom, there you go. It's on Twitter. It's all over the place. It's the headlines. Matter of fact, this happened with my Hank Haney podcast here last week when I said there was a player that I heard of, and this was something that I heard, you know, from a very, very reliable source, actually more than one source, that I heard. There was a player who was highly critical of, and has been highly critical of, LIV Golf. He actually asked for a certain advance to or contract or whatever you want to call it to, for Liv Goff. And when he got turned down of the $50 million or whatever it was, he got turned down. All of a sudden, he's a outspoken critic of Liv Goff and everybody who's playing on Liv Goff. Oh my gosh, that that tore it up on the social media when people got into that. And then next thing you know, people started guessing who that player was. I never said who the player was, although I was just relaying a story that I had heard from multiple sources. And I didn't want to throw, you know, anybody under the bus there, but everybody started guessing who the player was. And then the next thing you know, Phil Mickelson started retweeting or liking posts that people made guessing who the player was. And everybody was guessing that it was a Billy Ho. And next thing you know, Phil Mickelson liked a tweet that guessed Billy Ho, and then people took that as, well, that must be Billy Ho, which, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's a guess. But anyway, the point is when you're on a podcast, people aren't going to hear what you have to say. So Colin Montgomery decided that he, on this podcast, and I don't know if he put two and two together. I really don't think people put two and two together. I really don't think they do. I don't think he realized that the only thing they're going to pull out of this podcast, he probably talked for, I don't know how long he talked for. I didn't listen to the podcast. But he probably, I'm sure he was on there for 45 minutes to an hour. Probably said many, many things. Probably had a lot of, you know, things to say. But the only thing they're going to pull out of that podcast is him talking about Tiger Woods. And he had this, you know, comment that when Tiger played at St. Andrews, he should have made, you know, his, that should have been his deal. He said that was the time that he should have retired. Stand there on the bridge. He told him how he should do it, how he should have done it. Stand on that bridge. He's talking about the Swoken Bridge, the 18th hole at St. Andrews. Stand on that bridge, start waving, and everyone goes, so this is it. Yeah, it is. It would have been a glorious way to go. The stands were full, the world's TV cameras, all the continents were on him. He's walking up there on his own. Tears were in his eyes, obviously. You can't beat that walk. I've done it myself. When the stands are full, you cannot beat that walk. And he said that would have been the time. That was the time for Tiger to say, okay, I bow out. yeah, well, that might have been a storybook ending. I don't think that's how Tiger thinks the story's going to end. And you know, the whole retire. I've heard other people talk about this too, and people were speculating when he was come back. You know, come back from the car wreck. He's just going to come back and he's going to retire, or he's going to play one more term and then he's going to retire. Or he's going to play at the Masters and he's going to retire. I thought he's not going to retire. There is zero chance Tiger Woods is going to retire. It's not going to – oh, that all sounds good, all this storybook stuff, you know, and what a great ending and go out on top. It doesn't matter when Tiger goes out. And like I said, he's not going to go out. It's that there's not going to be any retirement. It's not going to happen. But if it did happen – And when it's going to happen is it's just going to all of a sudden he can't play anymore. But he ain't going to retire. That's not going to happen. But this whole idea that, oh, it'd be a storybook, and that this is like a storybook that other people are writing. First off, nobody writes Tiger's storybook for him. If you all think that would be a great storybook ending, then that's exactly what he won't do, because you don't write his stories for him. The only one that writes, as a matter of fact, Tiger Woods writes everybody else's stories. That's what he does. He writes everybody else's. The golf media sits there and lets Tiger write his story. He's going to write the story for every single person. That's the way he's always done it, and that's the way it will always be. Did it last week when he told everybody that he can hit every shot. He's hitting every single shot. Every shot. He can hit every shot. It's just the walking part. But he could hit every shot. And I'm like, well, he wasn't hitting every shot when he played at the Masters. He wasn't hitting every shot when he played at the PGA. It was heroic that he made the cut in those two tournaments, by the way. But he certainly wasn't hitting every shot, because he is, in my opinion, the greatest ball striker who ever lived. And when the greatest ball striker who's ever lived is out there hitting nine greens around, that is not hitting every shot. I'm sorry. That's not hitting every shot. He did not play well. He gutted it out. He got it up and in. He did what Tiger Woods can do. But he did not hit every shot. And then since then, what has happened that would make him all of a sudden hit every shot? He spent most of his time rehabbing, and now he's hurt again with the plantar fasciitis. The point is, he's not hitting every shot. You know, when he said, I can hit every shot. And then, well, he did that little hero shot at the Hero World Challenge thing where they're hitting off the AstroTurf, but the, you know, 10 players gather around, they're hitting it out to the floating green, and he, you know, dunked it in the water like six times. That's not hitting every shot. Sorry. I mean, that's a long way from hitting. I'm thinking hitting every shot, well, except for the pitch shot. And then when he played in the match, and I'm thinking, like, you know, he can hit every shot. Well, he hit a good shot on the first tee, but the second tee was about a 40-yard slice. So when he says I can hit every shot, I'm thinking including a big old slice. I'm not ripping on his game. I'm just saying it's just he writes the narrative. And then everybody who picks up on that, the media picks up on that, and what they do is they just write what he says. They do it every single time. It's amazing. None of them have their own thoughts. They wait to get a cool. This is the way golf media and media in general writes articles. What they do is they have a notion, and they want, first off, they want it to be negative. They want it to be positive. I have some kind of a notion. I have an idea of what I'm going to write. And then what they do is they go out there and they find some quotes to fill into their article. And their notion is that, you know, Tiger still could do it. Because that's what they want to write. That's a great article. Nobody's going to write an article, he's washed up, he's done. No. They're not going to do that. So they're going to write an article. I want to write an article that drags this out, which gets back to my original point. There's no way he's going to retire. Why would he ever do that? Why wouldn't he stay relevant for as long as he possibly could? And the media will help him stay relevant. And why wouldn't he? Because then he can do his indoor golf thing, the indoor golf league. He can do the Tiger, putting theme, sports bar deal, the Papa Shot or whatever it's called. He can win the PIP deal on the PGA Tour and win $15 million. Why would he retire and give up $15 million a year of PIP money from the tour? Why would he do that? I mean, like, explain that. Why would somebody do that? I mean, that nobody would do that. Nobody in the world would do that. Oh, I don't want that PIP money. No, you know what? I don't want that. $15 million for doing nothing? Why just play in one tournament a year? Make people think you're going to play in 10 tournaments a year. Make people think you're going to play in 4 tournaments a year. Make people think you're going to play in 6 tournaments a year. Let people think whatever they want to think. But why in the world would you retire when you're going to pick up $15 million in PIP money? How many million for playing 12 holes? If you think that whole thing, that match deal, which I love, by the way, but if you think that whole match deal was all for just free hit and giggles, raise money for charity, yeah, they raised money for charity. They gave $2 million to charity. Do you think that whole thing made just $2 million? There is no way in the world. Those players got paid, and the person that got paid far, far, far and above the most. I mean, I don't know what they paid those guys. I have no idea, but I'll venture a guess. Rory, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth probably all got paid the same. Honestly, they should all deserve to get paid the same. Honestly, if you were ranking it, I mean, it should be Jordan Spieth, then probably Rory and Justin Thomas the same, but they probably all got paid the same. I don't know what they got. 12 holes, hanging out with Tiger Woods. They probably love to do it. Great publicity. Great for their sponsors. Jordan Spieth got to hang up his little phone there, and it said AT&T, and you know, their club sponsors and their clothing sponsors, and Rory had the swish on the back of his shirt, and everything. You know, everybody got a little plug. It helps you sign bigger contracts, play 12 holes, be with Tiger. Why wouldn't they do that if they said, hey, we'll give you all $1 million or we'll give you all $1.5 million? For sure they would do it. Okay. Tiger, they're not going to say, hey, everybody's going to get paid $1 million. That's not going to work. No. That's not going to work. No, Mark Steinberg's not going. Tiger's agent. That's not going to work right there. They're all getting a million. We're getting 5 or 10. That's just the way it works. Okay. So 15 for the pip. Do a match, play 12 holes, do this, do that, do a couple of these. Why wouldn't you? Why in the world would you ever retire if you were Tiger? It's not going to happen. You know, there was a time when I thought, okay, maybe Tiger will retire. Okay, but it goes back to 2008, 2009 when he was flirting with the Navy SEALs. He had this obsession with being a Navy SEAL. Every time he got time off, he would go to. You know, if he had 2 weeks off, he'd spend, you know, a certain amount of days doing some kind of Navy SEAL something, going practicing, jumping out of airplanes, practicing, you know, at the, you know, hand-to-hand combat, going to a Navy SEAL camp, you know, like a fantasy camp. I mean, whatever they call the things they have. And he would go to those and he would do all that. And I even said to him one time, I said, you know, trying to motivate, I said, Tiger, your destiny is to be the greatest golfer in the history of the game. Your destiny is not to go kill bad guys in Iraq. I said, that's not your destiny. And I said, besides that, I said, that's not like a video game. It's not like, it's not Call of Duty. It's real life. I mean, they shoot real bullets and, you know, and I don't know how you have this. I said, I don't know how do you have this worked out in your mind anyways? You and your SEAL team are going to like fly in on your G5 and you're going to, you know, land somewhere and then you're going to go, you know, kill a bunch of guys and come back and get on your G5 and fly back. I mean, how do you have this worked out? This is real life stuff. This is they use real bullets. I said, go play some more video games, but focus on your golf. And I said, and then, you know, he would kind of blow me off on that. And then I said, you know, then I'd try another angle. Doesn't Jack Nicklaus's record mean anything to you? I said, your destiny is to be the greatest golfer of all time. If my career ended today, he said, I'd be fine with it. And his interest seemed to, you know, be not as much. There was no doubt about it. I mean, it would go in and out, but it definitely wasn't as much. But then he had the knee injury, and he missed, you know, 8 months because of that. After the 2008 U.S. Open, when he had that operation. So then there was the whole, you know, there's the mountain to climb, come back, and he came back, and he won so many times in 2009. It was incredible. Didn't win a major, but won so many times, and it was, you know, an incredible feat. And then he had the scandal, so he's off again, you know, and golf is now all of a sudden on the back burner, and it's not happening, and he's not playing, and he's not practicing, and he's not competing. And then there was more golf taken away from the back injuries and the back surgeries, and there's more time when he didn't play. I mean, this goes back. I mean, when you look at it, you go about from 2008, okay, all the way to 2022. We're talking about 14 years here. In those 14 years that have gone by, how much golf has Tiger really played? Really played. I mean, the auto accident. I mean, the wreck. I mean, that he didn't play. He hasn't played. He still hasn't played. I mean, well, he played two tournaments last year. You know, three tournaments a year before. Whatever. I mean, he's played so little golf in the last 14 years, and practiced so little, and hasn't been able to compete, and that's a rest from golf, and I think that changed things. I thought, you know, when Tiger used to scoff at the possibility that he would play on the Champions Tour, just scoff at it, like, oh, there's no way I would ever play on that thing, no chance. Well, now all of a sudden he's talking about it, and it doesn't surprise me, because he's had golf taken away from him for an extended period of time, played very, very little golf for 14 years. And now he's playing again, and he's playing with his son, and he's having fun doing that. And, you know, he truly missed the game. I don't think there's any doubt about that. He truly missed the game. There is zero chance that he would retire. Zero. Why? Why would he retire? Why would anybody think that it would be the time to retire? No. It's the time to keep everything going. Just keep it going. Never retire. Never say you're going to retire. Why would he ever say that? And people think, he's going to play. They all think he's working out, he's exercising, and he's going to come back, and he's going to be better. His leg's not going to be better. He's limping away, plantar fasciitis, no plantar fasciitis. The leg is not, there's nobody that could work harder than Tiger Woods works in the gym. Another 4 months after the last, 16 months, isn't gonna make a difference. The leg is always gonna be what the leg is. But it doesn't mean that he can't get out there and do something. He's Tiger Woods. Yeah, bad leg, inability to practice. But like he said recently, hey, I might catch lightning in a bottle. And you know what? I think there's a real possibility he could catch lightning in a bottle. I'm not saying he's gonna win again. I mean, I honestly think he can, and it wouldn't surprise me one bit. Do I think the odds are that he will win again? No. Do I think the odds are zero that he'll win again? No, they're not. No chance. Because if he gets at the right place at the right time, it just all boils down to can he walk and can he play? But is he hitting the ball like somebody that could win? Well, there's guys that have won with a lot less than what he's got. I mean, that's just the fact. There, and no matter what anybody has or what he has the experience. And if he can put himself in position, like he said, he knows what to do. But I think he really is enjoying playing golf. I think he's missed it because he's had so little of it. I think he knows that. Listen, it's like, Charles Barkley always says, Father Time is undefeated. Even though Tiger won't hang it up, at some point, it just doesn't get possible. And that point, honestly, that point is really what people have pointed to, and it really has to do with how far you hit the golf ball. Because at the point when you can't get it out there and you can't compete distance-wise, because the game is so distance-driven today, at the point when you can't get it out there to a certain distance, like if he's hitting at 280 or whatever, or 285, and he's busting it out there and he's 40 yards behind everybody, it is not happening. He's still able to get it out there. His ball speeds were good. Everybody was oohing and on over his ball speeds at the, at the match. His ball speeds are good. He can get the ball out there. As long as that is the case, and who knows how long that'll be. There's two things: ball speed and can you walk 72 holes. But like I've pointed out many times, it's more than 72 holes because you got to play practice round. You got to walk to the course. You got to walk to your car. You got to walk to breakfast. It's more than that. You got to walk 50 miles in a week, minimum, to be able to win 1 week on the PGA Tour. But you know what? If he can get close, he can limp his way in the last day or the last two, just because he's done it before. He did it at the 2008 U.S. Open. But he isn't going to retire. No chance. They're going to drag it out. There's no reason to. Yes, it just, eventually, He won't play. But it'll be like, I'm trying to play. And all the media will be like, he's trying to play. He's been practicing. He's been doing this. And, I just couldn't get ready. You know, but I'm hoping to, I couldn't get ready for the PGA, but I'm really hoping and thinking I'll be ready for the U.S. Open. And then the U.S. Open will come around, it's still not ready, but you know what? And then all of a sudden he'll show up at the Open Championship. And those are the two tournaments, honestly, where lightning has the best chance of getting, catching lightning in a bottle, the Masters and the Open Championship. And those are the two tournaments that Tiger cherishes, honestly, more than any others. He loves those two tournaments, and he loves those two tournaments because those are the two tournaments that are really, he's a player. You can't win all the majors he's won without being able to win on any kind of course. But if you'd pick his best courses, it would be the ones that require the most amount of shots and the ones that require the most amount of knowledge and the most amount of ability to know how to handle certain situations, and the Masters and the Open Championship. Those are the two tournaments where people have done it before or almost done it before. Norman and Watson almost did it at an older age at the Open Championship, and Nicklaus did it at the Masters, and Tiger knows that at an older age, it could happen still there as long as he can hit it long enough. And he'll just keep it going, and it'll go, and it'll go. And you know what? I think that the retirement will be when it's the last time he ever plays at Augusta. And that is, frankly, a long way off. Like, if... You know, right now he said I'm the majors and maybe a couple other tournaments. So he's got an 18-hole match. He's got a father-son. He's always going to play, and he loves that father-son. He's going to play in the father-son. He's going to play in the 18-hole thing, the match. Maybe he'll play in the hero. Okay, those are his. When he says maybe a couple more, that's pretty much what the couple more are: hero and the father-son. Okay. Maybe one more. I don't know. Okay. But the reality of it is it's probably just the hero, the father, son, and the majors. And then when things start getting cut down even more, when they get cut down even more, it's going to be the father, son, and the Masters or the Open and the Open Championship. And then it's going to get cut down even farther, and then it's going to be, eventually down the road. And I don't think this is anytime soon. Down the road, it'll be just the Masters, and there'll be a little bit of okay, now here, I'm done. But why would he retire? And the answer to that is he wouldn't. There's no chance. Zero. 0.0. It is not going to happen for all the reasons I just stated. Unless he just flat can't walk. And if that's the case, then he's, if he can't walk, then he plays in the father-son. And 3 years from now, when he's 50 years old, he plays on the Champions Tour. And he will keep playing. He will keep playing because he's already said, he never hinted that before. He'll be playing on the Champions Tour, and he'll be playing in a cart. And it will keep going, and it'll keep going. And that PIP money will go from 15 to 20 to 25. And why would you turn that down? Why would you not do? Why would you retire and give up $20 million? Why? Why would you do that? No, you wouldn't do that. For doing nothing? for all you gotta do is not retire, and you get $20 million. Thank you very much. No, not gonna retire. No chance. Anyway, those are my thoughts. I love it when people write all this stuff and get me going, get me something to think about, something to talk about. But that was on my mind right there. We'll see Tiger again, and don't don't discount the fact that he could catch lightning in a bottle. He could find himself in the right place at the right time. He's going to have to start swinging a little better, but you know what? He will. I'm sure he will. That's something that just kind of comes and goes, and it does with everybody. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Remember to get my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream at voodoopainrelief.com. Go to haneyuniversity.com. Find out information about lessons from me at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona. And hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app wherever you get your podcasts. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.